Blog Talk Radio.
At North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Oh, well, that's a great thing.
No precipitation until tomorrow.
Okay.
And the new moon, and I made a mistake on the new moon. I'm sorry, everyone. I misrepresented myself. There are squares to Mars, but there's sextiles to Uranus. And I just saw those little happy green lines, and I just blanked out for a moment. But they're sextiles, but they're still sweet.
Okay. So tell us about the sextile now that you made the mistake.
Well, sextiles indicate that there's new possibilities to consider. And with the lights both being in Aquarius and forming sextiles to Uranus, which is the ruler of Aquarius, it's kind of like a double whammy. I think it's as powerful as a trine.
You were just getting the vibrational energy of it, right?
Exactly right, sure. Thanks, girl. But I really do like the configuration because it is all about just being yourself and being the unique individual you are. And with the squares to Mars and Scorpio, in some ways to me it seems like we're really called to learn to laugh at ourselves a little bit in this cycle. I kind of like that. What do you
I
think?
Do too, because and where the trine fits in there is the trine from Uranus to Saturn. Okay, so I do, and Saturn's in Sagittarius, so I do think that this is a lot of lighten up, laugh a little, you know. Oops, you know, there's these little bumps, humps, and bumps going on that might feel a little bit more dramatic than what they are, but here again, kind of laugh at it and go with the flow of it. That Mars says, you know, okay, we got to go to the depths of it, and we got to work it out. That deep part's coming up to the surface here, so kind of be light with it. Kind of, you know, laugh with it is a good thing. That Saturn and Sagittarius can really teach us how to have that lightheartedness with this, especially in trying to Uranus with that sextile to this new moon.
Exactly. Saturn and Sag is kind of like being bound but yet free. It's interesting.
Yes,
and
it is.
And the other thing, of course, with Mars forming sextiles, a double sextile to Pluto and Venus in Capricorn, with Valentine's Day coming up next week, people are going to be talking about what their visions for the future are. What do they need as far as their foundation, as far as their true sense of intimacy? You know, those kinds of things. What's most important deep down? You know, how do you want to establish yourself and your love life, your relationship with those you love in general, just your family too? So I think it's going to be an interesting mix.
It is. This is an interesting time we live in.
Oh, yes. Every day is a new day. The sun still comes up every morning, even if I can't see it because of the fog, okay?
Yes, it does. It meets that horizon every day.
Of course, here we are. It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes, it is. Go Denver Panthers. That's it. Go.
Well, because the Patriots aren't in it, most of my family's probably not even watching it. Because they're addicted.
I lost you for a minute there. I'm sorry.
I said, because the Patriots aren't playing, my family's probably not even watching it because they're addicted to the Patriots. Absolutely loyal. I mean, loyal to the death.
Hey, it's a fun thing. I heard, you know, it's. I think it's the Denver Broncos and South Carolina, somewhere down there, down south, Panthers. And this comedian came on this morning, and he's rooting for the Denver Panthers. And I said, that's a good thing. I'll root for the Denver Panthers.
I just hope they have a great game and everybody enjoys themselves and stuff, and then we go on to a new season. So it's all good.
It is. Till next year.
Winners and losers. Exactly.
Yep.
Sad but
that's
true.
It.
Well, we've got a few callers on hold. I suppose we should take a caller or two here. What do you think?
How about we do that?
All right. Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Danielle.
Oh,
hi, Danielle.
Danielle. How are you?
I'm okay. You guys?
Great.
I'm doing good.
How's the weather there?
Cool.
Are you getting the snow that I'm getting tomorrow?
I hope not.
Okay.
You know what's funny, Aphrodite?
What's that?
When you add up your birthday, your life lesson is number 47, the Seven of Cups, which means the weather. And you always talk about the weather.
I
That's
do because
funny.
I'm the storm queen. I am the storm
right.
queen. They follow me.
Right.
It's bizarre. But thank you for that information because now at least I
yeah.
can feel verified.
Yes.
So did you have a question for us, Terry?
What do you feel I need to know? What am I supposed to be doing?
Well, Jack and I had a discussion about you earlier this week. We weren't on the air. We were just
yeah.
chatting about you. And we could be, because Jacqueline came across very interesting, and I did some research on it also. But I'm going to let Jacqueline start off, and I'll tell you about the site I found, too.
Well, I find, you know, at this point in time, too, as well, and looking at your chart with Venus and Mercury in your sixth house, that your health is real important to you and loving yourself is real important to you. One of the things, I ran across an interesting thing that has transformed and changed my life. It's a water bottle with gemstones in it. And as you know, I had thought of you the first time I saw it, and we had the little conversation about it, and you told me about the... that you use distilled water. And,
right.
I have to tell you, in all the research, and I know a lot of people that are health fanatics, in all the research, distilled water is only used for a short period of time for detoxing because what it does is it depletes the minerals out of your body that are good that your body needs. This breaks down your bone structure in your body. And so my concern is that if you're using distilled water on a regular basis any more than, once a year for about 2 weeks is about what they recommend for drinking distilled water, that you're depleting your body and your body is breaking down as a result of the lack of minerals that your body needs to actually live off of. So, here again, with these foundational changes, I think you really need to look into how you're cleansing your body or cleaning your body, because I think you're scrubbing your body free of the things that it actually does need. Our bodies need not only good things, but they also need fermentation and things like this. This is the reason why vinegar and lemon juice and things like this in too much of a ratio can actually harm you, but in short portions can actually help you. So I'm just saying you can consider that might be something that might be breaking down your body and causing you harm at this time.
Right, right.
And we really want you to get so much better and so much more mobile, you know. And so I went online to look up this up a little bit, and I ran across a very interesting site, which I think you might like, because they talk about a lot of things that you've told me about with your knowledge. And it's called Mercola.com. It's Mercola.com. And it's very, very informative, from everything from people to pets and all kinds of
here,
interesting
things. I'll save you the breath, Aphrodite. I know Dr. Mercola and his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I
okay,
know
so
about...
I guess I, int- intuited that, huh?
Yeah, I know all about. I know Dr. Mercola, and my friend is friends with his girlfriend Elizabeth.
Oh, great!
And we're friends on Facebook too.
I
talk to her periodically. Yeah.
All right. So we just said, well, what can we do to help Danielle? We were just chatting about you. And Jacqueline's been so happy with this beautiful water bottle she's got that actually has gemstones and stuff in it. And it's really given her an incredible boost.
I know how to make that.
Well,
oh,
it's
cool.
Not, and here again, it's not what you think it is. The actual formula that they use and the liquid that they use inside with the gemstones and crystals to enhance it are a little different than what you're used to. The gentleman who created this formula clears lakes and rivers with this. He's dead now, but I'm trying to think of his name, and I can't think of his name. He's very famous for this. And this actual patent-type formula is a little different. I'm real excited about it. I think it's a phenomenal thing, and I've been talking to a lot of people about it, and there's a lot of people that I know that have used it for many different purposes. And so far, everybody that's used it has had 100% satisfaction with the difference. And here again, the vitality of it, just in living, everybody, their skin has gotten clearer, gotten a lot more color to it. Your nails have grown, and this is any of the formulas in it. What else? Your hair thickens and it becomes richer. And so here, these are physical evidence that people actually see without even knowing that you're drinking the bottle. So it's a phenomenal product that Thomas out of the Rainbow Bridge, I have to give him credit for this, found. And it's something that I think is revolutionary as far as a product on the market and in actual health care for individuals, healthy living.
Right. Well, I saw the price
of
that
stuff.
You so resonate to it, Danielle. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how this particular thing, when I saw it, how I said, oh, I've got to give this to Danielle. She's got to have this information. She's got to have this. So that's just my gut instinct and my intuition of what I think is really could be extremely helpful for you most specifically. That's one of the reasons why I got in touch with you about it. When something
Charlie's
sounds that loud
tonight,
to me, I got something about it.
Yes.
Yeah, what is Mars doing to my Lilith?
What's Mars doing to your what?
My Lilith in Scorpio.
Oh. I wouldn't consider that a major influence.
Oh.
Lilith is a minor influence. I don't even, I can put it on my charts, but I don't even put it on my charts. It's a small, tiny piece of the puzzle.
But the other thing you got to remember with Mars right now is actually at a midpoint between your moon and Uranus in your chart,
right,
too. So that can give you incredible spiritual revelations on a very deep level, especially about your own psychic ability and also your passionate nature. So it's kind of interesting that it is at a nice midpoint tonight.
Well, I did try a new herb called Devil's Claw for osteoarthritis, inflammation, and digestion.
Great. And how's it working?
Well, I don't want to get my hopes up too much, but I just started taking it like 2 days ago.
Wow, keep us posted. That's great. Great. There's a lot of things out there, and sometimes you don't find it everywhere. You know, all of a sudden, just like Jacqueline pointed out, you see something and you'll intuit, I got to read more about this. There's something about that that is resonating to me, you know, so, and then follow through.
Right. Okay.
I'm glad you called in tonight. Listen, you have a sweet night.
And thanks for the information, ladies.
Oh, you're welcome. We're here to help you at all times.
Okay.
Always. That's what we're here to
okay.
do.
Okay, thank
Take
you.
Take care.
Right, God
okay,
bless.
Bye.
Bye. She's such a sweetheart.
She is. She's got a good heart.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air. They just went away. Well, if they call back in, I will pick them up. They just disappeared.
Ha! Huh.
I feel like I just entered the Twilight Zone.
You never know. Technology is always interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I have had my challenges this week. I just want you to know that, but I'm not going to go there right now. Let's take our next caller.
Hey.
For some reason, I can't pick this up. What's going on here? Let me try it again. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Hi, this is Jay from Miami. Hi.
Hey,
Hi,
Jay, how
Miami.
Are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good to hear from you.
Oh, so good to be on. Thank you.
What exciting
so
new things are happening for you?
Say that again.
What new and exciting things are happening for you?
Oh, well, first, it's very cold here in Miami. we are
yes,
cold.
Yes, it is. Oh, I understand. I'm just a little north of you.
Yeah, we're freezing our butts off right now. But I'm excited about the new moon that's happening tomorrow, and that's kind of why I called in. To see what's going on with me in regards to the new moon.
Well, you got a lot of interesting things going on already. You're March 30th, 85, 10:35 a.m. Hollywood, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because Uranus is sitting right on your Mercury-Venus conjunction right now, forming a beautiful trine to your natal Uranus. I mean, that's the first thing that hits me. It's like overwhelm. But we can look at the lights.
And there must be something to that, because that's really funny, because both of us picked up on the same thing there.
Just did a wow, didn't we? We just did a wow together. I love it.
That's funny that we picked the same thing that we saw out of this first. It's always interesting because, you know, this is such an art of what we do. And Aphrodite and I are very complementary, but a lot of times we pick out certain things because each one of us is a little uniquely different. So we usually pick out something a little different on the chart from each other. And rare times that the first thing we look at is exactly the same thing. It's like, so it's standing out pretty well.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You train yourself from now.
Yep. It's really time to set yourself free. Just be the man you are. Love purely and simply. Speak your truth. And stay away from bullies and crybabies, for goodness sake, with these planets still in Capricorn. That's what I have to say.
I will say this about it. Temperance, okay, you're my facile Aries friend here that's always busy running and moving. Slow and steady wins the race with this one. Digest the information before acting upon it. So don't act impulsively is all I'm trying to say. So.
But you can express yourself spontaneously.
Absolutely.
Be careful about contracts and commitments and agreements and negotiating right now. Be a little bit cautious. You know what the lights are doing is that they are actually forming a T-square to your north and south node. So this is a time of illumination about that which you have accomplished and served and that which you still have yet to do in a very enlightening way. Because Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which is a higher octave of Mercury. It's about you talking to spirit right now. So your meditations should be very deep and very insightful at this time.
They have been, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Very, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We love it when you confirm us right away. You can call back anytime.
I sure will. That's so true. That's exactly what's happening. And I'm becoming more discerning. You know, that's been my whole theme. I've been sharing it with everyone. That's been my whole theme this year, is being more selective about where I invest my resources, my time and my energy. and really being honest about whether or not something excites me or if it doesn't excite me, you know, and walking away from things that don't excite me.
Exactly right.
That's the perfect thing to do right now.
Wow.
This is the way
incredible.
To do it.
Incredible. Thank you,
ladies.
Time, thank
energy,
you.
And intention also have tremendous value.
Right.
We need to take that more seriously sometimes.
Right. Very true.
We're always
very
happy
true.
To hear from you. You're such a kick in the butt.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, that was so great. Thank you.
And you have a stellar night.
You too. Thank you.
God bless. All right. Bye. He's great, isn't he?
Yes. I really like
202, him. 202 showed up back on her. Let me grab them. I feel so bad. I don't know what happened. Okay.
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air.
Yay.
Yay.
Hey.
It worked. I was like, oh, no. How are you guys doing tonight?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. Thank you.
And who are we speaking with?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Kay. I've definitely called before, so you guys definitely have me in your system for March the 5th.
1980?
Okay.
Yeah, Philly.
12:30 a.m. in New York, New York.
Yeah, well, Philadelphia, currently.
Philadelphia,
oh. I don't know if that makes a difference. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it does make a difference. Let me change that.
Oh.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Oh, good.
And where do you live now?
I'm in Philly at the moment. I'm in kind of a transitional period. I have my place in New York, but I'm staying in Philly for a bit.
Oh, that's why I had New York in here. Now I get it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I was always in New York.
It becomes clear.
Let's look at the new moon and see what it's doing for you.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
So did you have a question for us tonight?
I would just like you guys to just take a look and tell me what's prominent, what you see, what's popping.
Well, the first thing that I see is that you do have a very good sense of inner peace, even though you're going through transition.
Mm-hmm.
You are facing some difficult decisions, but you're not really in a panic. You're kind of like looking at everything, and you're looking for advice from others, which I like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, it's a time that you really do want to have a good handle on your health and well-being on every level, body, mind, and spirit.
Mm.
You're really protecting yourself right now, aren't you?
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's funny. I am, actually.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
What are you doing for a living right now?
I'm currently a freelance editor, but I've been looking for work for a while. I've been interviewing at a few places. I had an interview last week. So I've had a lull for, I would say, maybe 2 to 3 months right now. So I'm itching to get back to work.
Okay, good. Because you have several Uranus effects here in your chart that are going to be coming over, that are going to be impacting your career. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. And so, well, you have natally Uranus in Scorpio in the first place, and Mars is going to be passing over that here soon, okay?
Oh.
Which is really going to help with having your creative juices flowing and really going to the depths of your creative levels, which is really nice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Uranus, on the other hand, transiting Uranus in Aries, is going to be in opposition to your Pluto.
Okay.
And that's from your 10th house, so there's kind of a new home being built as far as your work is concerned, or a new harmonious relationship coming to you as far as your work is concerned. I do strongly suggest a period of time that you keep your eyes open at the opportunities that are being presented to you, because Uranus is in Aries. It's that sudden shift and change, okay? So it might look dark for a period of time, and you might not see the prospect in front of you of where you want to go. But I think this is a really good time to keep your eyes open and look at what's going to be presented to you, because I think something surprising as far as your work is going to be coming to you.
Oh, that's a great news. Do you think that, or is what you're trying to say, like, it may not necessarily be what I want to do, but I should kind of go with it anyways, and it could lead to something? That's my new, like,
oh,
I've been doing
no,
a lot
no,
of positions.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No. Again, remember that it enhances your creative levels. Yeah. You don't want to compromise at this point in time, because that opportunity, like I said, it's going to be the dark, and then all of a sudden this opportunity is going to pop up all of a sudden. So
okay.
The compromises are all those, that darkness around you. I wouldn't compromise.
Yeah.
It's 180 degrees opposite of that. I'd wait for that harmonious relationship to approach you, because here again, it's an opposition to Pluto in Libra, which means that there's somebody else that's going to offer this to you. Okay?
Oh, good.
So,
good.
Here again, wait for that right opportunity right now is what I'm trying to say.
I'm hanging in. I'm really trying, but I really need to make some money, you know?
Well, look for those sudden inspirations. I'm telling you. They'll be there.
Ooh. I like that. Well, thank you, ladies. I just had one additional question, actually, being as though you're both astrologers. I am very interested in astrology and studying more. Is there any, you know, I know there's not one particular right way or path, but is there any recommendation that you guys have in terms of, like, classes or, like, because there's so much stuff out there, I'm just not sure even which way to go. But, like, when I think about, you know, aside from, like, editing and film and television that I'm interested in, I'm, like, obsessed with astrology. I do, like, little readings for my friends and things, and I'm interested in, like, you know, a more, I guess, formal approach or training. And, yeah, I didn't know if you had any ideas of different schools or any advice that you might have.
My advice for you is to... My advice for you is to find a personal mentor.
Okay.
Go there several times. Have them. I'm mentoring right now 3 different people, okay? They come to me. I show them how I do it and how I always do it the same way. So when I listen to my own recording, I know exactly how I'm reading out the chart. Just give them a way to take the information they've already gathered together, like you have, and be able to put it into a format where you really feel now it's organized and it paints the picture for the person you're doing the reading for.
Okay.
So do that. Find a mentor and say, I'd like to sit with you, take a few classes with you. I've got some knowledge, but I need to get this organized in such a way that I really feel I have, like, a good handle on it. And
definitely need to know more. I don't know everything at all. Like, I don't know, you know, there are things that I know, but there's so many things I don't know, intricate, like, you know, details and things.
Well, Jacqueline gives classes and stuff, and the small classes are much better than the symposiums, actually, because you get the individual attention. Like, the way that Jacqueline teaches, she does a fabulous job. She's got a group of people, probably 12 or maybe a few more. I don't remember how many she's got now. But the thing is that she has the ability to understand that they all have read maybe different books, have used different software, you know, that and tries to help them to get to that next level of really feeling like, that aha, I got it. Okay?
Yeah.
Right, Jacqueline?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I agree there. Think of it, and I do this in my class to my students. Think of it like it's a living, breathing creature. They get the feel and the understanding of the energy of each sign and planet. Think about how it reacts, you know, in any given situation. I think you'll really find that once you get to really understand each sign and planet and house as an individual, like the houses, I talk about it instead, and a lot of people don't understand the houses and how they play a part. I talk about them as being a neighborhood. I call it
a stage.
Okay, and that each one of these houses is a neighbor, and how it plays off the neighbor in a living, breathing creature. Okay, think about it in that way with all the, because astrology gets very heady. Okay, my favorite author is Robert Gann, and And you can contemplate this in a logical two-dimensional form all day long, but that doesn't give you the feel or the understanding of the whole entire breathing creature that it is, the 3D dimension of this that we're looking in a two-dimensional format. So I teach a lot of that in my class. Some people, you know, I don't know how other people teach. I'm highly personal with my students. Everybody knows everybody real personally when they get through with my class. So, look for
something
like that.
Are your classes in person or?
Yes, they are.
Do you offer online as well? Okay, in person. Okay.
Unfortunately, and Aphrodite's been bugging me for years to do this online and do a video thing.
I mean, I know how it would probably change the dynamic of things, maybe a little less personal, but I'd like it.
Maybe one day I'll do it. I have, you know, Aquarius in my 12th house, and
I'm
technologically advanced. It isn't even funny, so.
Or it might be a little hidden.
Yeah. My hidden talent that I have to deal with here. So I haven't done that online yet, but maybe someday I will. But I agree with Aphrodite that I would look for something a little bit more personal when it comes to things like that. There are, you know, accredited places where you can get your, you know, learn astrology from, but it's the same thing as learning from like Robert Hand or Stephen Arroyo or any of the really good authors. I mean, I could name a ton of authors out there that are really good that you can get the information from. But again, like Aphrodite said, it's putting it together and making it that living, breathing creature that really gets you to learn astrology.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies, so much. I know I took a lot of your time. I appreciate it.
That's okay. Well, you have a stellar night. Keep us posted. Okay?
I will. Take care.
All right.
Keep doing. All right.
Bye-bye. We'll be chatting about astrology, and I'll keep going.
I know it. We just love our art, don't we?
There's a hobby
way
before.
Those mysterious 111 numbers. Let's see who that is.
Okay.
Area code 111, you're on the air.
I'm sorry, but I forgot to remove the block. This is Deanna. How are you?
Deanna, we're so excited for you.
Congratulations.
You know, both of you, I love you. Aphrodite, you said 2 days. It was 2 days. Exactly.
I love when the plan comes together.
I also wanted to tell you, you mentioned Twilight Zone, and I am two-thirds through the book by the daughter of the Twilight Zone guy, Rod Serling. A wonderful book. So wonderful.
Excellent.
He was so instrumental in my coming here because I watched his series when I was about 11, and I thought, wow, that's the United States. Wonderful. So one of those dreamers are, you know, what really made me come north and really see a different picture. So that's great. I wanted to say thank you so much for, you know, the prognosis, and it came true. I'm still shaky as far as finances because, of course, you know, I haven't gotten paid. I was wondering what you see coming up. Is it going to continue? I had 2 half days of work.
Well, Mercury's passing over your Jupiter over the next few days, so I would assume that you would get money at that time. Beautiful trines to your Saturn, transiting Jupiter at the same time, retrograde, which means that the money would be coming to you from before. I would think it would be over the next week. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think this is a good time period for you. I think you're gonna. I think there's going to be more than what you already have available.
Do you see that there will be more work? Because I did get a big scare on Thursday afternoon after I left. Apparently, the boss who is not, you know, in whose graces I am not, seems to be back or at least working remotely because we all got a letter from her, an email, and, complicating things a little bit. It looked like a good start. Now I'm wondering, will there be more work this week and the week coming up, because that would make me stable.
Yes.
Excellent.
I want you to embrace the spirit of optimism. And don't let your past relationship with this person affect your current attitude of gratefulness for the opportunity, okay?
Yes.
Just really appreciate the fact that you are there. A lot of times when people are grumpy and they seem somewhat ill-tempered, sometimes it's better to give that person a smile. They probably need it more than somebody else. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, true. And I've always given her love, and I always got back slaps in return. You know, it's, I don't, you know, come up looking like someone I'm not. I'm very, you know, clear, transparent, and that did not sit well with her. So I was wondering, well, maybe I'm in the wrong profession, but the other person with whom I worked this week, who's now in charge temporarily, she thinks I'm great.
Yay!
Yeah, you know.
Perhaps she could put a good word in for you. That would be great.
I think she has. I think she said, don't ever think that you're not doing it well. You're doing it very, very well, especially given so much time has gone by and you remembered everything. And this is a very, very fast pace because, you know, it's, you have to talk so fast and understand even faster. And, you know, speed is not my best asset. It's thoroughness, but not speed. So anything else that you see? By the way, my health is getting better. It's still not okay. I'm sleeping a lot. Yeah. I slept so much Friday and yesterday and today. I wonder if that's what was needed to bring me up to standards.
Take your time. Continue. Don't look for an instant cure when it's about a new rhythm coming in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Keep the party going, honey.
Oh, one last question, and I don't know what you're going to answer this with, Jackie or Aphrodite. When will I be laughing?
The moment you choose.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
Okay.
Have a wonderful week, great weather, and protection and grace.
Same to you, babe.
Leave me on. Leave me on so I can listen, okay? Thanks.
I sure will. Okay.
Bye, Jack.
Bye.
She still can hear us. Okay. Now I'm confused because I have more than 111 person on here, but she's now down to 10 seconds. Okay, let me grab the next person, which I mean, I think has maybe been waiting 40 minutes. Okay. Area code 416, you're on the air.
Hello, guys. How are you? And thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey.
Hey.
And who are we speaking with?
I'm Wendy. I haven't called you guys in months and months. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, you still have my birth data.
Would that be September
15th? Yep. Yes. Yes. Thank
you. Gotcha.
Thank you.
Now you're still in Fort St. John, Canada?
I was born there, but I'm actually in Toronto these days.
All righty then. Well, let's relocate you.
Okay.
You sound
so
pretty
I wanted
up
to
tonight,
ask
Wendy.
You guys. I'm sorry?
You sound pretty up tonight.
I am. I'm doing well. But I'm a bit nervous. Because I wanted to ask you guys about Pluto. Later on in this month, Pluto is going to be in opposition to my ascendant. And I've been reading mixed things about it. Some astrologers kind of had doom and gloom kind of perspective on it. And I'm just nervous. And I wanted your take on that transit.
Not in Toronto. Toronto, your ascendant is at 8 degrees of Leo, dear.
Okay, so that's
so
a
that's
good
not,
thing?
That's not anything to be concerned about. What I would be looking for, though, is the North Node and Jupiter are retrograde in Virgo right on your sun sign.
Okay.
We are so in alignment after that.
I'm going to let Jacqueline run with the ball because I know what she's going to tell you, and I'm going to agree with her. So go ahead, Jacqueline.
Go ahead. You started, you finish.
All right. It's all about health, wellness, momentum. It's about picking up the ball and running with it right now.
Okay.
Pluto is not going to hurt you at all. If anything, Pluto, Venus, and Mercury are all complimenting your Virgo stuff right now. It is like it's like a group hug here going on cosmically.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, my gosh, I love that. Okay. So
and the other side of it
basically.
Is that, you know, with this is that to your benefit, there's certain things that you're readdressing with Mercury, with Jupiter being retrograde during this period of time. You're readdressing some old things from the past, going back and saying, oh, well, I should have done that, so I'll do it now kind of thing. And this is a great time to pick up old things from the past and start redoing them again and getting back into a better routine with them. The way you used to. Don't be surprised about that with this. I mean, I'm not worried, even natally, with it in opposition to... I understand what you're reading about, and there's a lot of people who do put a lot of gloom and doom about things, but any opposition is a rebalancing, okay? And you have Jupiter right over your sun. Whether it's retrograde or direct, maybe Jupiter is your benefactor, and it's a beautiful thing. And so there is no gloom and doom in this chart as far as rebalancing your life, and that's what it's doing naturally. So when you look at that and you're reading about that in your natal chart, think about it as that you're naturally making a foundational shift for your betterment in the long term, because that's actually what's going on with that. Okay?
And Jupiter only visits your sun every 12 years.
Right.
Jupiter only visits your sun every 12 years like this. This is like everything that you have planted is going to bear fruit this year before it goes into Libra on the 10th of September. It's going to be a good year for you.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you. Really, really appreciate it. Have a great night.
You too. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cool. I agree with you. Am I looking at an opposition? I think a choice is going to present itself. You can either embrace it or you can push it off. It's up to you.
Yeah.
You know, what serves your center. That's what it's really about.
Exactly. That's what it's about. I've read so many different things about this doom and gloom of oppositions. And, you know, for a Libra, it's like, well, you know, that's not a bad thing. Let's back this up a little bit here, you know.
Every You're totally the balance beam.
Hey, we all need rebalancing, you know?
We do.
So,
are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Jacqueline, I didn't even request it, but anyway.
Hi, Cindy.
Okay.
Hey, great to hear from you, girl. What's going on?
Well, things are running smoothly for my little house up in Rio.
Great.
And Sam was down here today. I have a question. I have started an AA group in Century Village.
Yes.
And there is someone in there that I'm very attracted to, and he's attracted to me, but he's married, so don't touch, right?
You know the answer to that one.
It was a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
When's his birthday,
so that,
Cindy? At least give us
I don't
school.
Know. Okay. I don't know. Well, I've always dated men 10 years younger than I am, and he is 10 years younger, but that doesn't ease the case he's married.
In either case, he's married. But the thing is that, you know, people are brought into us through attraction for reasons that sometimes are unknown. Making a friendship and enjoying the nice energy of what it is what we need to do. Okay, some people are here for a short period of time in our lives, and some people are here for ever in our lives. And enjoying the moment and enjoying the now with each individual is what we're here to do. And so you know the boundaries and limits are pretty darn clear, because here again, the rules of life are the rules of life. But
yeah.
You know that there is that connection. So enjoy it for what it is. Know that that kindred soul has been brought to you for a purpose.
Okay. All right. I knew the answer. I knew it already.
It did.
I just thought I would, you know, ask it. Maybe it would be a little different, but that's okay. That's all right. Yeah, Charles told me to, it's okay to look, but don't touch. So I really
good advice.
Yeah.
Good advice, dear friend Charles. That's great.
Yeah. Okay, ladies, please leave me on so I can hear you.
Sure will.
Hey, take
you
care.
Got it, girl. Okay,
thanks.
Bye. Don't you just love it? You know, we're getting close to Valentine's Day. I just feel love is in the air. It's either on the way
it
up
is.
Or on the way out.
It is. And I like that loving energy. You know, we do need to have more loving energy. And I like this cycle, you know, maybe because it's my 12th house and it resonates as far as, you know, it brings me to peace with when everybody is in love and everybody has that joyous time. But here again, I like this time because it really people are more giving, more caring during this period of time, more humanitarian during this period of time. It really is a joyous time. And if we embrace the joy of the moment, it really can go a long way.
Absolutely, positively. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. This is another little 1111s, but this is the one that's been on hold for almost 40 minutes. So let's grab them.
Okay.
Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. I called
Hi.
A long time ago. I hope you have my information. It's Sophia.
Oh, Sophia. What a beautiful name. Very godlike.
I don't see you.
526.
No.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
526-68.
And what time were you born?
12:34 Los Angeles AM. Los Angeles time.
You were in LA?
Yeah. 12:34 AM.
Are you still there?
Yes, between Northern California and Southern California.
Okay, then.
Okay. So did you have a question for us tonight?
You know, everything has been kind of rough in a way. In some ways, things are interestingly clicking, but I guess kind of it's work in a way, I want to know. Or I guess what the heck am I doing? Or it's kind of like I got a job. It's not the ideal job for me. But I want to keep moving forward. I felt like I hit a rough spot this week. And I guess I'm looking for the light.
Well, I feel when I'm seeing the charge, it's time to reexamine more than it's time for you to move forward in a big way right now. It's time to reexamine and consider what the options are, because I think some of them have yet to be uncovered.
Okay.
You have some nice energies going on with Jupiter retrograde right now, but Jupiter's going to be retrograde in Virgo and pretty much kissing the North Node until May 10th. So between now and then, these next 3 months, it's a really good idea for you to look into the possibilities of change and new strategy, but don't rush, tumble, and run. And because, you know, you have both your Sun in Mars and Gemini and Mercury, you're more apt to end up with two opportunities rather than just one. If you really
right.
look at what's out there that can please you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with you. I also want to add to that, because this new moon is going to be in your first house. And,
Yay!
Yeah. And it gives you really a strong ability, most specifically this week, to really look at the future. What do you want to do when you grow up? What will make you happy? You're a highly independent individual. You're a Gemini sun with Mars in Gemini and Mercury in Gemini. And then, you know, you go over to your 10th house of your career and you have Sagittarius ruling it. So you're not the 8-to-5 kind of girl. You're a highly independent as far as your work. Your work is a passion, a way of life. I know you have a Venus and a Moon in Taurus, and I understand that stability and security that you must have as far as your work is concerned. But the time right now is to really envision what you want to do in the long term so that you can start to take the steps now. Like this reevaluation time, re-looking at things, looking at different opportunities in a different form, but really finding out what you want to do, because you're not the kind of person who can work for 25 or 30 years at an 8-to-5 job and retire and be happy. An artist is what
right.
you are.
Right.
So you really need to have something that you're going after, that passion, and don't fear it. I know that little Taurus energy. it takes hesitation here, you know. My best friend has a Taurus moon, and she always has that nervousness before actually taking that leap of faith. But she has a Mars in Aquarius. So all you do is you kick her, and she goes. You can't ground it. Okay. So really, have more faith in the direction you want to go. But for right now, over the next couple of months, like Aphrodite was talking about, re-examine where you want to go and what your passion is, and find that passion and follow it blindly.
Sounds good.
Hey, good luck.
Keep
Thank
us
you
posted
so much,
because inquiring minds want to know.
Totally. Thank you for the insight. Really good. Thank you.
Blessings. Bye-bye. Sweet, somebody from my neck of the woods is on here? Goodness gracious me.
All right.
Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Kara.
Hi, Kara. How you doing, honey?
Good. How are you ladies doing?
Hanging in there, doing the best we can, as fast as we can, as usual.
Right. Well, my question is about love, since y'all were talking about love earlier.
But more important, how about your birthday? How about your birthday coming up? Doesn't that matter, too?
I know. I'm excited.
Where are you going to be for your birthday?
In Roanoke.
All right.
Roanoke, okay.
You know, where you live.
Yes. I love it here, though. I always say that teasingly because I'm usually from the big city, but I love it here. I love it here.
I have mixed feelings on that, but sorry.
Well, the beautiful thing is that the new moon, the lights are both kissing your sun. So it is all about new beginnings. So even if you're in a relationship that's been around for a while or reclaiming you, it's almost like it has to go through a refreshment or a rebirthing of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're in a new relationship, that person might remind you of some of the qualities of someone from your past that you honored in some way. But there's like something from the past I feel is kind of haunting the situation. Is that right? I can't even point to a planet for that. I just feel it. So
it's been a on and off situation for 2 years. It's frustrating me so much.
Do you know the
birthday,
of this one?
Pardon?
When's his birthday?
2/28.
In what year?
73.
And do you know the time?
No, I don't.
Do you know what city they were born in?
I want to say Roanoke.
Sometimes love can be very challenging.
Oh, yes, it is. This is the most challenging thing I've ever been in my life, and I just wonder if it's really worth it. because there's so many things that it's work. It just doesn't flow ever.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at a tri-wheel on this one. I want to see what Jupiter is doing to this relationship right now. Hold on a minute.
You are right that this is a multifaceted one. If Aphrodite and I are both going different charts, we're looking at this.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I'm just asking for a door to be closed if it needs to be closed because I'm just so frustrated.
It's too soon to do that only because Mercury's in its shadow until Valentine's Day, okay? And both Mercury and Venus, Mercury's planet of communication and Venus' planet of love, are both in Capricorn. What happens with Mercury is it goes into Aquarius on Valentine's Day, and then 3 days later, Venus' planet of love moves into Aquarius. And I think at that time, you're going to understand that maybe it was meant to be a friendship and not a love affair. That's just what I'm seeing psychically. I mean, I can't tell you that's absolute, but that's how I'm feeling inside myself, that the efforts that you've put forth, though, do matter because you have grown and changed and you've learned what your needs and desires really are.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you see,
Jacqueline? Without a doubt.
She's looking at the solar return for you. I know she is. She's such
a... Yeah, I'm looking at the solar return in a different form this year. And, you know, there's an evolution. You're not going to let go of this one until you're finally done and over with and completely know. I understand that right now it's hitting its peak because in your solar return, both Mercury and Venus are going to be on your Venus throughout this year, okay? And so you're really going through this psychological examination of what you love and what really brings you joy and love, okay? And who brings you joy and love? Chiron is going to be in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships and your south node, okay, is sitting there this year. And that's, remember, your solar return goes out throughout this year. So you're doing this total reexamination of truly your love life and what it's going to be like, okay? It's a long-term process. It's not something that today I'm going to tell you to go ahead and say I'm done with this one because it won't work that way. It's working on you. It's working on developing you. You have a beautiful Libra moon conjunct Pluto. So every relationship you're involved in is going to be a little bit more complex than the average person's relationship because of that plutonium effect. Okay.
Right.
And you have to go through a full transformation and change every time you get involved in a relationship. So what I am suggesting for you to do is re-examine the mistakes you've made from the past and say, you know, this is what I don't want. This is what I don't want. This is what I don't want. This is what's happened over and over again. And this is how I'm going to correct that. Okay. And once you start working on yourself and correcting yourself and putting your boundaries and limits on what you will accept and will not accept, this one will naturally dissipate on its own. Do you understand it that way?
Yes, definitely. That makes so much sense.
Okay, so don't try
and
to force
the loss, it. It's not the loss of the relationship. It's the loss of the dream of what the relationship could have been that's haunting you.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Because your Mercury, his Sun, and Neptune are all lined up by exact degree tonight when you called, okay?
Wow.
So it's very surreal to you because there's a spiritual connection there that may always be there and may have been there for centuries. But maybe this is not the lifetime you're supposed to continue, at least not right now. And to just respect that, and I totally agree with everything Jacqueline said, too. She's just so right on always. But... like I said, so this is a time to understand what part of this is ancient memory, what part of it is illusion, and what is a part of dream you can let go and appreciate it for what it was and choose no more fixer-uppers. No more fixer-uppers for you, baby. No more.
No, right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, thank you so much. It's amazing. That's kind of what I was thinking in the back of my mind, but, you know, I was doubting myself, and so thank you.
Well, many blessings. Okay.
Okay. You two ladies have a good evening.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
We've only got 3 seconds left, but let's give them our numbers in case they're holding on.
Okay, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110, and you can find us also on Facebook. We both have our own sites, but we also have the Illumination Station up there now, and Inner Mysteries Profile, my company, which I'm putting up my transits and Jacqueline's transits every month. You can kind of get an overview if you want to check it out. And friend us. We'll friend you back. Just make sure that you write in that you've heard us on Blog Talk Radio. And you have a beautiful week.
See you next week. Good night.
Good night.